touring can be something very unsettling too. I mean, I love adventures and I love new things. But as a very sensitive person, it can also be very overwhelming.
Welcome to Music Meetup, the podcast by Music Meeting. In this series, you get to know the people behind the music, the stories behind the tracks, and the musicians who play at our festival. They are from Hungary or Brazil, from Ghana to the Netherlands. They give you a peek into their lives as artists and the context in which they create their beautiful music. In their own words and through their experience, they tell you about their life on the road, magic encounters, exciting inspirations, culinary delights, and more.
When you are on tour, how do you keep grounded?
When you're on tour, how do you keep grounded? What does family life look like? How do you stay in touch?
They say home is where the Wi-Fi is. However, missing your family and not feeling grounded are things that artists know all about. What does family life look like when you're traveling the world? How do you stay in touch? And if you ever feel lonely, what kind of music do you listen to remind you of home?
My name is Raquel Gerbezouk-Jardun. I'm a singer and I make Latin American music. When I'm on tour, I really try to focus on the concert. Because if I have a lot of contact with my family, I start to miss them because I often suffer from homesickness. So therefore, I really try to be with them as much as possible just before or after the tour.
This is Shomanové from the band Mordai. We are a Hungarian band that fusions Hungarian traditional folk music with jazz, rock, and all sorts of genres. To be honest, I've not had any experience of going on tour for a long period of time. The most I was away for was maybe 2 weeks, so that wasn't really all that tough, to be honest. But I hope I'll get the chance to get on tour for at least a month or longer periods of time.
On tour, actually, I don't feel grounded as much. I always feel a bit floating around.
Kemençe player Emine Bostancı from Istanbul.
But what helps is that having colleagues around and keeping the good connection, because they are mainly the people that I know very well. Even the environment is not that familiar, but I still have a familiar faces around me and also souls. So I mainly get power from my colleagues. And also, of course, I keep my connection always with my family. I'm Turkish, so every day I call my mom. And this is so common in our culture. So I always keep a connection in that sense.
My name is Marek Pemdziwiatr, also known as Latarnik. I'm a musician, composer, keyboardist. My major projects I'm involved in are EABS, Boto, Latarnik Solo, and Ludojat. The hardest part on tours is to keep grounded, of course. I don't mean like we live as rock stars. None of these things. It's rather about sacrificing yourself into music, like 120%. Luckily, my family know that when I'm on tour, they know I have a mind state, like I'm on a mission. I'm really grateful for their understanding.
Yeah, tour for me is more research trips. I go on these long research trips in which I need to meet a lot of people in a lot of languages, think and film, record, interview, play. So I'm very open to the outside world.
Dutch harpist Andrea Fuchs combines in-depth social journalism with tailor-made music.
Then I really need downtime in the evening. If I then don't have a series that I really enjoy at night to lose myself in, then I don't like that. I need that. Yeah, and the way to keep in touch is not different than when I am at home. Just the same internet ways of staying in touch. I never take photos. I found photos really annoying to take. So there's no photos of my life, no photos that I send around. But there's my work and the musical journalism, and that is more than enough.
My name is Jamika Ajalan. I'm what they call an interdisciplinary artist. There have been times when I've been on tour, I mean, I can remember the early days, especially like when I was touring with Zinzile, for instance, we would have like 40 to 50, 60 or more gigs, well, more than that within a year, which means you're on the road almost every weekend, more than that. And during those times, yeah, I can get really lonely. And I remember, again, early days, I would be the only chick, woman, with a bunch of dudes. And they were nice enough, usually. But, you know, I'm not going to say dudes will be dudes, but it's rare to find dudes who don't have, sexist ideology, even if they can talk a certain talk, you know what I mean? There's still some of that in the whole scene. It's just there. And also, I've dealt with racism. You know, I mean, the scenes that I've been in have been largely Caucasian, even if I'm playing black music, but that's Europe for ya. So I'm dealing with all these ism schisms while I'm on the road. And normally there really isn't anyone, or there wasn't anyone, or there isn't anyone to speak to, you know, so about these things, not really. So that was kind of hard. And then, you know, it's hard to keep a relationship going. Fall from the sky, I need a lover who's seen a few things. Know what I mean, a bit of a freak. Ember my lips, sugar for hips. Take a few sips, skinny dip trip. A lover who's lived a few lives, crossed a few lines, it shows in her eyes. Well, I need a grown-ass woman. I need a grown-ass woman, 'cause I'm a grown-ass woman too.
My name is Peter Somoa. I'm a musician. And I play the trumpet, and I like to explore all genres of music. So when I'm on tour, when I travel, I call my family or they call me via WhatsApp call. So yeah, that's how we stay in touch. And unless I'm busy, then I send them a message that maybe we could talk the next day or the next 2 days or maybe in the coming 3 days, you know. So, yeah, that's how we stay in touch.
A lot of the times the people around me, most of them, are straight and get married at a certain age and then have kids. So the majority of the people that I'm with during the time I've been touring usually have their girlfriends long-term, might as well say wives and or kids. And I know it's difficult for them to be away from family. But at least when they go home, they have that. And so I think some of the loneliest parts of my journey sometimes have been when I'm off the road. And yes, sometimes it's great that you don't have to deal with anybody. I must say, you know, go home and there's nothing you have to deal with. But just to be welcomed. The few times that that happened, when I would come back and there was somebody there and maybe they made dinner for me. You know what I mean? Or... you know, just like a welcome. For me, that's a little bit harder than the loneliness on the road. There's a song on one of my, well, my very first quote-unquote solo album called Helium Balloon Illusions called Travel Bag Blues. I think that says it all.
Missing some of that stuff. Ain't looking for love, but missing it all the same. Ain't looking for love, but maybe love it is enough. Ain't looking for love, but maybe love it is enough.
So touring can be something very unsettling too. I mean, I love adventures and I love new things. But as a very sensitive person, it can also be very overwhelming.
Cello player from Brazil, by way of Japan and Amsterdam, Checo Donker Divis.
For instance, I was in Espírito Santo in the jungle, and that was just amazing, like this incredible nature and walking in the forest every day, composing, picking the fruits from the trees, you know, Mother Nature kind of cradling you and feeding you all these tropical fruits. And yeah, that has been a beautiful experience. But then when you go back to the city, when I went back to Sao Paulo, it was like, yeah, you get punched in the face by all the noise and the cars and the dirt and the stank and, you know, the also like the poverty and, you know, the really hard humanitary issues that are there too. You know, it's the beauty and the ugliness. And for me, it came in very strong because I'm very open and I feel everything. So the great things, as well as the really hard things, the highs and the lows. And I really had to, at some point, you know, take myself back to the sea and need to recharge myself and let go of all that frantic energy from the city, because it was very intense. And touring can be very intense. And it's important, like my first job is to take care of my mental and physical and spiritual health, and then comes the music. You know, if I don't take care of my mental and physical health, then everything kind of crashes, you know. So if I take good care of myself, then music and creativity flows out naturally from the abundance of me being full and me being grounded and me being, you know, giving from this place of joy and love and fullness.
I'm Essinam. I'm a musician. I play the flute, percussion, keyboard. I sing. I think that on tour, it's very important to get along with the person or the people you work, because at the end, music is very linked to life. So have fun. I think love is a big key. Enjoy the company of the people you work with or you tour with. That's very important.
Music Meetup is a production by Music Meeting. In this episode, you heard music from Andrea Fuchs and Jamika Argelon. Concept, research, and direction by Sophie Conan. Production and editing by Josine Weichhaus and Tima Hochemann. Narrator, Lucy Woodward. More information about this podcast and Music Meeting Festival is available at musicmeeting.nl.
From the sky, I need a lover who's seen a few things, know what I mean, a bit of a freak. Ember my lips, sugar for hips, take a few sips, skinny dip trip. I need a lover who's lived a few lives, crossed a few lines, it shows in her eyes. I need